Good day and welcome to the Eagle Online. I'm John Moore. And on the phone right now, we have one of my favorite entertainers and comedians, Mr. Carrot Top. How are you, sir?
I'm really good, man. Thanks. I started doing comedy over in that area, born and raised in Florida, and I started doing comedy down south. And some of the first gigs I ever did was over in Clearwater, Tampa, and St. Pete, and all that area. So it's going to be a lot of fun to come back.
Yeah, when I was looking over your bio, I didn't realize you were from Florida. Rockledge, where is that?
Yeah, Rockledge is like near Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
But it's always fun growing up in Florida.
Well, and a couple of days early, but happy birthday.
Yeah, I know. It's coming up. Crap.
Sorry, I reminded you.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, you start getting older, you don't care anymore. You're just old.
Dude, I know. I mean, I'm 50-something as well, so we'll just pretend like, you know, it didn't happen. Well, what year did you start stand-up?
I started in 86 in Boca Raton. So I've been doing this for 30-some years, yeah. It's been a long, fun run.
You know, and I remember meeting you for the first time. It was at the Milwaukee State Fair or Summerfest or something like that, like around 91.
Oh, nice.
Did your show, but there was a backstage thing. And I really enjoyed just hanging out and talking to you. I know you've got to have performed in a lot of random places. What's the most random place you've performed?
The most random ever was in college. They had put me in there was an afternoon show, and usually they're in the cafeteria or in the gymnasium or in the theater. And the guy said, you're all set up. And my guy that's working with me at the time says, you're not going to believe this, but you're doing a show like in a breezeway, in a hallway. So they had this two like milk crates. And I was standing there in the middle of people walking to classes. And I was like, tell jokes and do my act. It was the most bizarre experience of my life. But, since then, I've done everything from playing a stadium to playing, back in the day, those kind of gigs.
Right.
And, well, clubs and bowling alleys and, you name it.
Yeah, those kind of gigs build character.
Yes, exactly. That's basically it. Builds character.
We're on the phone with Carrot Top, and he's going to be at the Capitol Theater coming up March 22nd. Now, you've got a long-standing engagement at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Your 10th anniversary already?
11th. Yeah, 11 years.
Wow. That's got to be pretty cool to stay in one place.
You know, it's great. I mean, the road shows are fun, too, because you get to, get on the tour bus and, you pull into a gas station and people are like, dude, it's Motley Crue. And I get out of the bus and they're like, oh, it's real. So it's a fun experience, but Vegas is definitely fun, too. I mean, Vegas is great. Drinking, gambling, smoking, prostitution. Bring the kids.
Exactly.
But, Vegas is his own little beast, and, the road shows are a whole different thing. So.
Well, that's cool. We're looking forward to seeing you. Now, I can't imagine that there's anybody out there that doesn't know who you are or your style of comedy, but how would you describe it to them? You're being called the king of props.
Well, there's always been a lot of props in my show. I'm prop heavy, but the live show is definitely has kind of grown into something a little bit of everything, a little bit of stand-up, a little bit of props, a little bit of music, a little bit of everything. It should be a lot of fun. You know, the live show's got a lot of energy, so it'll be good times.
All right, here's a question for you. Now, you were the top grossing comedian in the late 80s. Are you a money saver or a money spender?
I'm not much of a money spender. Yeah, I'm pretty frugal. Not really frugal is the word. I'm like, I'm from Florida. I drive a pickup truck, so I'm pretty. I don't really.
That's cool.
Down to earth. I love my boat and I love my truck, and I'm good to go.
That's cool. Hey, you're a man of simple needs.
Yeah, indeed.
That's awesome. Now, look, I see you're going to be on season two of Sammy Hagar's Rock and Roll Road Trip. That's going to be on AXS.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we just shot that out here in Vegas. That was awesome. Was
cool. That's going to be on AXS TV, premiering on March 5th. Any idea on when your episode is going to air?
I have no idea. Yeah, we shot it out here in Vegas, and I don't think I ever got the air date. But yeah, it'll be fun to be on there.
Yeah,
we hung out.
And how cool is Sammy?
He's the most down to earth. I'm telling you, I've met him before, and I told him before. I said, you're one of the nicest, most down to earth people that I've ever met ever in my life in rock and roll. So yeah, it was a pure joy, and just sitting there hanging out with him, and the caliber of a rock star. It's pretty cool for him to be that down to earth and nice. He's been nice with fans, everything wherever we went, real nice.
Yeah, and same here. I've been doing radio for this is my 37th year, and of all the rock stars I've met, Sammy is probably in the top of the list as just the coolest, down to earth, and he doesn't act like a rock star.
Nope, he has his little cut-off shorts on, and his wife is with him, and they were just cruising around the strip, just, like a little surfer kid.
So, yeah, as opposed to, I know you went on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. What do you think of Gene?
Oh, no, Gene's great, too. Gene's fun. He's a prankster, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We were at went to dinner, and I went to turn around to go, I don't know, to say hi to someone. I came back to my table, and I had a drink and a Crown on the Rocks, whatever the hell I had. And I just embedded it. I'm talking, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he dumped like 7 pounds of salt into my drink.
Geez.
And he thought that was the funniest thing ever. Just laughing and laughing. I'm like, you're like, what are you, eight? What are you doing? So, but he was cool. And I've known him for 1,000 years, and he's always been a good guy.
Well, Carrot Top, now you've been on The Tonight Show 30 sometimes. You've done movies. You've done guest appearances on about 150 TV shows. And you're signed in Vegas until 2020. My God, man, what haven't you done that you want to do now?
Porn. I've never done porn. I mean, why not?
Everything else is covered.
It'd be a big seller, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't want to see that either.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Right, exactly. Well, look, we're talking to Carrot Top. He is in town at the Capitol Theater on March the 22nd. We'll have details here on the website. And we're looking forward to seeing you.
Likewise, man. Thank you. I look forward to being there. It's been a fun town for me to over the years.
Well, I'd love to hang out with you again and maybe have a cocktail.
Just
chill.
Perfect. You're right down my alley.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, look, we appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.